Show me wise what?
Someone walked past, about a bus walked past there, and he heard the people saying that to hit him with a zakav on, and his mom was very, very inspired. So he decided, he knew one of the bochum in the kitter. So a few days later he met one of the bochum and he said, tell me something, I walked past your moshav on Monday afternoon at some time, you were saying to him there with such kavana, what's going on? So he said, tell you the truth, the Rebbe asked to hit him. So we said to him, shame the Rebbe. So he said, what, was that a chayin or something? He said, no. So he said, what happened? He said, the Rebbe said there's a big match on this afternoon, tonight. It's called the Boston Red Sox. There's a big baseball team there, and they're playing tonight. And the guy said he wants them to win. He's a big fan of theirs. So he asked if he wants to hit him. I said, what in the gas in the middle of the school? What's going on? He said, that's just not going to do. That's no good. Kitzer, the next thing he said is he's going to have a meeting with the Manal. He went to the Manal and he had a meeting. They were discussing backwards and forwards. Anyway, they couldn't sort themselves out. They decided the thing to do is to go to the Din Torah. Yeah. What to do with this? What should they do with this Rebbe? They went to the Din Torah. The Din Torah passed night. He said, look at the Din Torah with which Rabbanim was. The only thing what they said, the Din Torah. So the Din Torah passed night this. Now I said, well, the Rebbe was right or wrong, it's another shiloh. Maybe that wasn't his idea of what he should be doing, to tell the boys to say to him for this. But one thing the Rebbe taught the Bochum is a very important lesson. A person has to be responsible for everything. An important mistake. Everything a person has to done for, there's nothing that a person doesn't have done for. Even something which is mundane, which you think is mundane for him, it's very important. That is so important, an important limit. That itself is a yisoid for children. Such an important yisoid for children. Now I said, we don't think we should get rid of this Rebbe for that reason. Important lesson. Right, everybody. Same thing, yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. He shouldn't tell people in the class he does that. Yeah, right, I'm saying, right. Okay, everybody, so we're doing about interesting gezeira here, chazal, that you can't play musical instruments on Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, we spoke because of this last time actually about chazal made a gezeira, you can't play any musical instrument on Shabbos because the gezeira, you might be sucking it, you might fix it. I told you a few weeks ago I was in Heathland. So someone there asked me to bring his guitar down, actually, he wants to play guitar. It was an interesting thing out of the version of some Sabbath things. I came down and played his guitar, and the middle of the guitar, he stops. He says, he's got to adjust the strings there, it's no good. You see, they're adjusting the string and how to play. That's much what Chazal didn't allow. That's a shadow macho patish, you're masaka makeli. You're making a keli, a better keli. That is taka osu to do. So Chazal made an example, all kelim is osu to play on Shabbos. Wherever it is, whether it's got, you can adjust it, you can't adjust it. We'll see that nowadays maybe it might be a little bit different because of this halacha that we don't really interfere with the kelim, we don't know what to do. But the ma'aser, the general pashtus is that the grace of klishir applies across the board and no musical instrument can be played on Shabbos. Because of this, actually, a shofar, once you finish blowing shofar, we said last time in Rosh Hashanah, that shofar can't be used anymore. Unless you use it at the Torah mitzvah, you're not sure whether you're yotzei or the shittas, you want to do it, that is allowed to be done. Otherwise, you can't. We said a chiddush actually from the Mogen Avraham. It was the Mogen Avraham said that a Baal Tekeh himself, who wants to practice on the first night, on the first day, the Rosh didn't go so well the first day. So he needs to polish himself up a bit. So he wants to practice on the first day for the second day. That's not allowed to be done. That's the issue of Hachon actually as well. So you're not allowed to do that. But if I say to him that on the second day itself, it looks like you're allowed to do it, to prepare him, mostly in the morning, before he goes to shul, he wants to prepare himself. That's all called a Seir Mitzvah. That's mutter to do. That's what we said last time, yeah? That's the issa of thing. And we said... Sorry?
The children playing
Shofar. The children, no. I said, Ramon says, Gedoyim, not children, yes. Because for them it's chiddush. For them it's good for them to learn how to do the Shofar. But not for, you can't do it for an adult. An adult mustn't play with the Shofar afterwards. It's like an Osirut to play. He mustn't, yeah, so it's interesting halacha. Unless I'm saying he's doing it for Tzorah, he's doing it because he wants to be Yotze, maybe another shitter. He's not sure whether he got the shitter right. That's allowed to be done. It's a Torah mitzvah. But if it's not a Torah mitzvah, it's like an osa. Yeah, it's like an interesting halacha, that's like it. Okay, so coming up to Zalatius, and I said, we said that all included in the Gzeres Chazal of musical instruments is also a person gets carried away sometimes. The Moshe starts clapping. These things Chazal also added. They didn't allow a person to do some Shabbos. It's halach and shin lamates. Chazal made a gezerah that way. It looks like he's talking about when a person's singing. Or when a person's, there's a rakia, there's a music, something going on, and he wants to clap together with the tune. That, the chayr is also to do. So I'm not sure. Clapping for no reason. Clapping to, I haven't got this clear. Let's say, we said this last time, that Chazal made a gezerah on anything which makes a noise. You can't in a washing. You mustn't bang the bottle with the pot lids into it. People are singing. You want to make a nice tune, so you bang with your pot lids. It's not a cady, but they extend it to anything which is making music. They extend the issue to as well. So the washing, yeah, someone's playing. The children are playing a nice game and everything, and they're singing. And you want to add to the singing. You want to make it a bit labor dick. So you take some toys or whatever it is to bang it together in order to. I'm saying pot lids is a good example. Take two pot lids. You bang it together, make it a nice noise in order to in rhythm. That's also to do. But we said, if a person's doing that noise, not a cliche, but he's doing a noise to stop people talking, the shell rockers, it's very, very noisy. The someone takes a spoon and he knocks it against a glass bottle. He wants to get silence. If someone's giving you a shit, it's very, very noisy. You can't get everyone's attention. It happens sometimes. People are busy talking. They don't listen to the shit. Not here. That happens sometimes. So the master rhymes is the only way to attract what attention is you make a loud noise. You take a spoon or something and you bang it against a bottle. That is not a cliche. That is not intended for a cliche. And it's not a cliche in itself. That's like a mutter. Yeah? Yeah, I know. I was just wondering this week of Shabbos. It's interesting. I don't know about this. It's interesting. You see the children, when you're singing the song, the children are banging with their hands on the table to a rhythm. I haven't got to the bottom. It's interesting. It looks like, I have to show you something, it looks like from what we're saying, that's not allowed. Like clapping. Someone's singing to me, and people are clapping around like that, isn't there? It's not so posh, that's mutter. We'll come to some Italian maybe in a few minutes, but the washing, it looks like, pastors, that's Gezeiros Chazan. You mustn't clap your hands on Shabbos to a tune. So the Chor, who are they banging on the table to a rhythm, is also making a tune, the Maisa. That's also the Chor, not so, it's also the Chor problematic. Yeah, I don't know. That's our lock and shoe number. This is fine over here. Aim at tapkin hakos cuff. Loim tapkin hakos cuff. You can't bang on your thighs, and you can't bang on your legs, or whatever, your hands, and you can't dance. All this is a gazera, some of you second cliche. All this is all included in the gazera. That people get carried away, and they might also come along and do things to make a cliche. Very interesting gazera. How far this goes. That's what Chazal made. So that lechaira is a problem. There's two colours that are mentioned when it comes to clapping and dancing. Let's just go through them a minute. Clapping and dancing. So Shulchan says like this: clapping and dancing. There's one heter with clapping. So dancing is not so easy to do. But let's talk about clapping. If you do it with a shimmy, if a person claps in not a normal way, that's mutter. So you see many people clapping like this. Yeah, that's not normal. You put your two hands like this, yeah? That's mutter. That is not a normal way of clapping. So a person wants to clap, that is allowed to be done. Hu adin, they say, if a person claps like this, let's say you're banging on the table, that's not a normal way of clapping. Like this is normal, yeah? But to bang vertically up with your hands upwards against the table, that's not a normal way. That,
even in the rhythm, though.
Yeah, now that's mutter. So shinui, clapping, that's a mutter. So in clapping, if you do a shinui, that is allowed. Say, normally you see people clapping like this. That's how people try to avoid this. Someone told me he didn't verify this, actually. I must have, I'm a bit scared to say it's over. I couldn't clarify this. Someone told me, that the Chaznish once went to a tish from the one of the Vishnu Rebbe's, Imre Chaim. And he asked him for two things to be masakah, to be carried by the tish. One is that the electricity, they should use their own generator. You shouldn't rely on the electricity from the area. That's number one. And number two is that when the chassidim come, they shouldn't be clapping. They should do a shimmy. So he told me, I haven't checked this out. It's interesting. He said to me, the Rebbe said, on the first one, I can remember second, the first one, the generator I can sort out. I can do. But the clapping business, that's the thing. I don't attack, I think the teachers, they do. They sing like, they clap normal. Oh, we'll see what the heter is, maybe. If there's a heter, I'm not get a chance to look into it too much. But there is another heter, which could be the heter for this. But I'm saying, it's an interesting thing. The chayra, this is the gezeiros chazal. The chazal didn't want, people to clap and dance and things like that on Shabbos. Therefore, that is the chayra problem.
What is it with the
swallow
the
vino booking? Yeah, so that's the remorse. Don't say a saw from the remorse. The remorse says, the remorse doesn't really like this very much, actually. Even though now we dance and we clap nowadays, but we don't object. We should do mutishu shaking. Better it should be shaking. Some say that nowadays we're not experts like it used to be in fixing kalim. And therefore the whole gzera falls away. The Maestro Ramos not very happy with it. He doesn't like this reading. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. They're not happy with this thing. So one should not really rely on this Heter. It's a Heter not to object to someone. If you know someone's doing it, you can't object to him. Then that will be, you can leave him to do it. But ideally, if you ask him what
they
say, what's on that? Yeah, well, it might be a better thing. Also, I must say, Rosh Hashanah, I heard it from Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't see it quoted today. Marshall, what we do, we often sometimes dance around. You know, we have a Rakida sometimes. I mean, you can have, forget about simple story, Marshall, let's say, I don't know what. After the Shabbat, Marshall, let's say there's a Shabbat on Shabbos afternoon. We finish the Shabbat, it's a Friday night or Shabbos afternoon. What they might do is they might ask the Shabbat, they go around the table with a Rakida, and dancing. The Chayr, that's not so posh, yeah? So here the Aruch HaShemes wants to bring down for some reason, the Dayak for some Rabbeinu Hananel, that a Rakida dancing means when you lift your legs in the air. And there's just walking around that we do is not really called a Rakida. In fact, that could be called Kalachayad, it's like clapping. It's clapping Kalachayad. Our Rakida just walking around the beamer like this, you know, around the beamer like that, just walking slowly, you know, it's not really called a Rakida. Could be that's what some people want to say. Is all right. Not so posh. Imagine doesn't like it. The Aruch HaShemes is not happy with this. Really to say this, but that could be what some people want to say. A Rakida just walking around is okay. The other big heter, which Lemais is an interesting heter, and that's called a Tzurich Mitzvah. Now, clapping and Rakida, only these two things, are mutter the Tzurich Mitzvah. Now, you have to know what it means the Tzurich Mitzvah. What does it mean the Tzurich Mitzvah? So I'm telling you, it's allowed the Tzurich Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah, actually, when he says the Tzurich Mitzvah, he says over here the Mishnah Berurah. That, let's see if I can find this over here. Shin Lama Tessiv Kotten Ches. Well, we're going to Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, Mutter Le Rakid, you can dance. B'shoh Sha'om Kilusim Le Torah, Mishum Kovar La Torah. When you're in front of the Sefer Torah. Kiven De Les B'zeh Le Mishum Shavus. B'shah Simchas Shal Mitzvah. Now, here's interesting. Here he says over here, but under Simchas Shal Mitzvah, for example, Nesuin, I feel like it's also, So he only allows it by Simchas Torah. This dancing and clapping, which goes together, he only allows it for Simchas Torah, Kavod HaTorah. Nesuin not. Doesn't allow it for let's say it would be a chasna the moshel, let's say. No, he doesn't allow. Gam the Kavod HaTorah, enkedai lahati ela tipuach v'rikud. Only these two things are mutter. Lo kiskus parmonim v'zegoyim. Not the bells ringing on the crowns. He's not happy with that. V'choshkin shah klishir. Also, to use a klishir, you mustn't do. So b'kitzah, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing a heter over here that it's mutter to do dancing and clapping if it's a Simcha Shel Torah. Now that's interesting, yeah? So that explains what we do on Simchas Torah. I must tell you, someone showed me a while ago, I haven't got a chance to this actually, Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Kiddush Levona, which needs a terrorist discussion, I don't know, Mishnah Berurah says there that we don't do Kiddush Levona on Shabbos. Why? It's a big question. Why don't we do Kiddush Levona on Friday night? What's wrong with doing Kiddush Levona on Friday night? What's the issue? What?
Kabbalah.
So some say it's a Kabbalah. That's one way to get around it. Yeah, quite right. Some say it's a Kabbalah. Some Pizoya wants to do it. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Huh? So the Mishnah Berurah says one pshat is from the Ramah. That the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why it's not, it could be a problem is because the meaning is to dance after Kiddush Levona. Moedig Gazach actually. Yeah. But some people just run away after Kiddush Levona. You can see it's a big Indian to do Rakita after Kiddush Levona. So much so the Mishnah Berurah says that's the reason why we don't do it on Friday night. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He asks Akasha. For mitzvah, you're allowed to do Rakida. Yeah, now it's a kasha. He just said before that you only say it for Simchas Torah, not for the suin. All of a sudden, by Kiddush Levona, he wants to say that you should be allowed to do it. Yeah. I don't know what he means. Now he says, no, that you can do it another night. You don't have to do Kiddush Levona put in a night. That's his answer. I don't know what he does, but he's looking now, the Mishnah Berurah there, he takes on that for any mitzvah.
Last,
what?
Your last night, it's okay.
It could be it's a little plural. I don't know. You have to do it for your last night. I don't know. It's interesting. It might be your last night. Last night. If it's time for last night, you could do it.
Yeah.
But interestingly, what? So I'm the same game. It's walking around. Depends how you dance. Some people lift their legs up and dance the proper Rakida. If it's the proper Rakida, then you have to know. But if not, I'm saying for the Mishnah Berurah there is mashma that even for Sham mitzvah is also mutter. There's someone telling me, maybe Kabbalah Shnei Shechin is a very special mitzvah, Kiddush Levona, maybe that's different. It's an interesting thing. Generally, the poskim don't like this so much about, taking on this idea of being able to make or to be dancing and clapping for others' mitzvahs. Masa Yasa, Gavadi Kasha Urcha Shabbos, actually, Nyon to Yema. So I'm saying, for Kabbalah Torah is allowed. Clapping and dancing on Simchas Torah is mutter.
And if you make a
Chassid Dill
on Shabbos, let's say.
Yeah, Lechot could be also better, yeah? Yeah, it's right. If we do Achnos Sefer Torah on Shabbos, the Chok should be the same Heter. Okay. This is what he says. Kavod HaTorah, he says the Mutter.
See, it's not called Kavod HaTorah.
Maybe. His Loshen is, maybe it's also a sin, maybe, I'm not sure. But he asked the Gvadi Akasha, actually, the Oruch HaShabbos over here. I didn't cut this, but he says, he asked Akasha, let's see if I can see this here. Here, he asks the Kashi of Amish in Yon de Yoma. He says, the Gemara says in Tanis Chavova Meis, Shebenoish Yisrael Ha Yeitzos V'choylois Ben Akrom B'Yom HaKippurim. The Benoish Yisrael used to go out to get Shidduchim on Yom Kippur, and used to dance Ben Akromim in the vineyard. Aye, what heck was that dance? A good Kashi. It's a good Kashi, it's actually a real Loma Loi Micha B'Yod HaChachom. Why did the Chachom not object to this Rakida? You can't say much is shaking. It was a takon of Chazal. It looks like Chazal made this actually. It's a good kasha. So he asked, how could it be that they could dance on what you call it, on Yom Kippur, to go around on Yom Kippur? It's the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov. It should be no hetzer to thing. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I don't think he answered over here. Also, Zamara and Maral since asked his kasha. But don't mention the Chavrim Machoil and Rakida. He wants to say it's maybe the Chilip from the Machoil and Rakida. In the Torah Eden, it's hard to know what's the difference between a Machoil and a Rakida. The Chayra Chazal asked both these things. Chazal asked dancing. A passion of Machoil is also like a dancing thing. And therefore, that's Chayra, not allowed. The Maisa, Poskim say, I mean, you go to Shul sometimes during Kabbalah Shabbos, for example, you see people clapping in the tune. It could be they're extending the Tzorich Mitzvah a bit further. They're taking on not only the Kabbalah Torah, but we say it's loudness in davening and things like that. It helps for the davening. Then that's also okay. Whether you can extend the Zemiris, that's not so posh. It's not posh. Dancing on Shabbos is not posh. Unless you're taking on out dancing, watch a girls group, girls go to group on Shabbos afternoon and they decide to have a dance there. That's not a heter. That's not really allowed. And Kolchkin doesn't practice dancing on Shabbos. Or someone, you know someone, you meet one of your Chavarim on Shabbos, he's a good dancer. And you say to him, look, do me a favor, teach me how to do this dance. What can you teach me how to do it? And some of these dancers, the mummies go up in the air. Some of these people, they've got both feet up in the air. It's mummies a proper dance. The chore, that's not right to do on Shabbos. That's the chore, not a hetzer. It's all the kazer or cliche. You might come on dancing, clapping, it's all to do with singing. And when you do that, you might come to him a second of cliche. Most think, oh, how far Chazal went in this kazer actually over here. You know, it's very, very interesting. So, other than that, I don't really know. So, again, what we said over here, there's one hetzer of tipper of clapping with a shoe. That's Muslim by everyone. That's Muslim in all. That's allowed in all cases, yeah. Even if it's not a Tzorich Mitzvah, that's a person wants to clap. He's allowed to clap like this. There's no problem clapping like this. It's a bit funny. It reminds me. You can still make the same noise. That's Muslim. It could be out dancing around the table, just walking around and around. It's also similar to that. It's like Kalachian. It's not so glad. It's not so glad. Not everyone agrees with this heter, and therefore that one has to know about walking around and such a thing. And then there's another thing that the Tzorich Mitzvah. And that's clear. The Mitzvah that Mishabura says is mutter is the mitzvah of Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, a person has to dance, proper dancing, a person has to clap, proper clapping when it comes to Kovod HaTorah. So you're asking about Asiyim and all these things, that also makes it understand. It could be the same thing, it's very, very similar. That should also be okay. And that's all Torah HaMitzvah. Of course, singing itself. Chazal made no gezeirah singing. Even if he could have said that they make a gezeirah singing, you might make a cliche. That Chazal didn't ask at all. They allowed the person to sing, no problem whatsoever at all. I don't have time. There's another interesting shayla about all kelim which make a noise is the problem on Shabbos. So the moshe, let's say, I mean, nowadays you've got electric bells. You know, before a chayla, someone's in the hospital, he has to ring the nurse, let's say. I mean, obviously, if it's a conscious of foshas, obviously, there's no shayla, yeah? But the shayla is the moshe, that someone wants a cup of tea. So you want to call the nurse to bring you a cup of tea. So to push the electric thing is very not so posh. Can you ring the bell? Sometimes they give you a bell to ring. Are you allowed to ring a bell? A handbell? No, but that's Shmosh Koyal. It's not making a new music on the huh? Ah, so Shai's for Choyle. So this is, he's not so sure about this over here. What's his name? Orcha Shabbos. Siv Chavov. He says over here, obviously, you shouldn't use an electric one. If he needs it for tzorich, if the chayla needs it for tzorich, obviously needs a cup of tea to make himself better, he can do that. That is allowed to do. The stamazoi sorry, ringing a bell on Shabbos is not much to do. A person shouldn't in his own house ring a bell. All right, but everybody say, oh, he speaks about that, it's very interesting. Yeah. The master says, also actually, he says, you must do it. No, I don't. He says, our tuning forks like ours to do. Yeah, interesting. All right, let's go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.